hands now of Jeffrey Wright. He kicks it down to the left corner. Bisher just inside the three mark for the jump shot. This one bounced high, bounced three times off that rim. No good. Rebound still loose into the hands of Bad Axe. Jared Brown slows things down. Over to Ty Morneau, left wing, back up to Brown, top of the key, being guarded by Mirov from 8 feet. Now make that 4 feet. Starts his dribble. And back to Tommy Morneau, top of the key. Over to Derek Geiger. Down to Andrew Sutton. Into the lane for the bunny. This one's no good and out of bounds. Last touched by an ugly Bearcat, allegedly. So it'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop, leading 5-4 with a minute 44 left here in the first quarter. Inbound to number 22, another newcomer here. That's Clark Brady. Good name. And this one will be down Ubley. Kibowski dribbling right wing against Brady. Taking his time. Mirop, top of the key against Geiger. Minute 25 here in the first. Number 44, Ubley. Might check on the right elbow. And it is kicked out of bounds by number 11, Jared Brown of Bad Axe. It'll be Ubley ball right at midcourt. Minute 16 left in the first quarter. 1 point game, 5-4. The offenses are a little sluggish still here.
Catch and substitution number 5, John Messing.
John Messing checks in for Bad Axe. Replaces Jared Brown. Mychek at the left elbow. Mirop right elbow, dribbling against Derek Geiger. Over to Bisher, left wing. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it down to the left block, and this one is stolen by Bad Axe. Third turnover for Ubley on the night. Here comes Morneau. And this one dribbles off his foot, and it's going to be an Eddie Hightower-style call there out of bounds, and it's going to be Ubley ball. Wow. That's quite the head of hair that man has there. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. 5-4. Bannock still hanging on to that 1 point lead. Jeffrey Wright for the long two, top of the key, and he regains the lead for the Bearcats. Jeffrey Wright with 4 points. 34 seconds left in the first quarter. 6-5, Ubley. Morneau against Kibowski, top of the key. Dribbles to the left wing, all the way down to the corner against Mirop now. Into Andrew Sutton, turns and shoots, no good. Rebound still loose and brought in by Mychek of Ubley. Excuse me, that's Logan Lemke. Kurt Kibowski right down the lane, kicks it out to Mirop left corner. He goes in and he is going to travel. It's disco night here in Ubley as he forgot to dribble. He actually ran into one of his own players with 10.4 seconds here in the first quarter. 6-5, Ubley leading by one over Bad Axe. Anything goes there, right? Tommy Morneau, 4 seconds left, dribbling at the, kicks it back out to Derek Geiger for the long three from the left wing, no good. And at the end of the first quarter, it is 6-5, Ubley leading the Bad Axe Hatchets on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
After the first quarter, it's Ubley leading by 1-6-5. And what we most would consider a very low-scoring game.
And, you know, they're out on Christmas vacation. One team is shooting 18%, the other one 25%.
As Bannex's first possession here from the right elbow, number 11, Jared Brown, sinks a jump shot. That's a good-looking shot. Gives the lead back to Bannex, 7-6. Nierop in the left corner. Dribbles up to the elbow. Now down to Majcek for the jump shot. This one's no good. Mirop gets the rebound. He puts this one up, and it rims out. No good. And rebound into the long arms of Andrew Sutton. Here come the Hatchets. Tommy Morneau in pursuit. Over to Andrew Sutton, and that's a travel.
I think Coach Krug said at the break is he wants to go ahead and get this team moving. And so they're trying to attack the basket. They didn't really want to set up a offense right there. They're looking for a first option, quick-hitting offense. Get something to break the log jam.
Jeffrey Wright bringing up the ball for the Bearcats into the hands of Kaboski. Top of the key, takes a three. It's up, and it's good. Dirk Kaboski's first points of the night. Gives a two-point lead, 9-7 over Bad Axe. Now with the ball, 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Morneau over to Brown, left wing against Mirop. Post switching positions there. Mason Krug gets it for a hot second, kicks it back to Brown, who dives to the lane, puts up the layup, and now he's up.
Hatchets are going to need to have some rebounding going on. This, one and done is not going to work.
Mirop from the left wing, dribbles once at the left elbow, back up to right, top of the key. 6.5 to play in the first half. 9-7, Ubley by 2 over Bad Axe. Jeffrey Wright drives in the lane, and this one's in for the layup from the right side. And Wright has 6 points, and is out to the largest lead of the night at 4, 11-7. Morneau drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Brown for three. This one's no good, top of the key, and the ball's still loose. And just like what the doctor ordered here, Mooney called for an offensive rebound for the Hatchets.
They sure don't want to trade that for a tray, though, unless it's Tommy Morneau taking it.
Andrew Sutton goes to work from the left block, and there's a little bit of action on the left block, a foul on the floor. And the foul is going to be against number 40, Cole Majcek. His first, team's third. So Bannex will get the ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Few substitutions here. Number 20, 30, and 40 sit down for Ubley. That's Daniel Mirop, Logan Lemke, and Cole Majcek.
The Hatchets are shooting roughly around 20% as a team in three-point land this year. Tommy Morneau is shooting 33%, and also Jared Brown, 33%.
Tommy Morneau for three from the left wing, yes. Tommy Morneau with his second three of the night brings it back within 1 point, 11-10, Ubley hanging on to that lead still. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Into the right corner, Kaboski against Morneau, drives into the lane, kicks it out to right, top of the key, against Brown. Dribbling, taking his time, nearest defender, 10 feet. Screen coming from Bisher on the give and go. Bisher gets it inside the lane. This one's tipped from Sutton, and it's going to be out of bounds, white ball. 5:16 left in the second. Kaboski will be inbounding this one. Out there for Ubley right now, number 10, Kurt Kaboski. Number 54, Aaron Klama. Number 14, Trevor Jepeski. And number 12 with the three, Jeffrey Wright, no good. Rebound is into the hands of Crew. Driving down the lane, Tommy Morneau coast to coast, and the layup is good. Morneau now with 5 points alone in the second quarter, makes that 8 on the day, and Bad Axe back in the lead, 12-11, 4:54 left in the second quarter. Bisher, left elbow, trying to feed it into Klama, and this one is kicked by Sutton out of bounds, and it will be Ubley ball on the baseline underneath their own hoop. Kaboski inbounding this one. Feeds it into right in the right corner, and he dribbles back up top of the key. Kaboski, left wing. Dribbling towards the center of the court. Back to right. In no hurry here at all. Ubley trailing by 1, 11-12. 4.5 left in the second. Klama to Jepeski, left elbow. Kaboski for three, right wing, no good. Rebound Bisher, and this one's blocked. Coming out nowhere is Sutton, and here comes Bannex in a hurry. Tommy Morneau in the circus shot, layup is good. And Morneau is starting to take over this game. It's a 3-point lead for the Hatchets. all in the hands of Tommy Morneau.
Tommy Morneau was a chiropractor's dream on that shot.
And Jeffrey Wright goes into the lane, and he is charged with the offensive foul.